ARD.
MDR Kultur. Studio Session.
Hello, kids with buns.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Before we're going to talk about the music, kids with buns and everything, we're going to hear a song live first. Die MDR Kultur Studio Session live aus den Bauernhäusern oder vor den Bauernhäusern. Hier unser Studio. Wenn Sie wollen, wenn Sie das hören, kommen Sie einfach vorbei. Wir sind hier, senden bis 21 Uhr. Aber jetzt gibt's Musik live auf der Bühne. MDR Kultur, Kids with Buns, Bad Grades. Hören wir. And then we're going to talk about everything.
That's
mostly
amazing.
Everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, she's a mess and she always oversleeps. Her body's full of stress, she can't take it anymore. Oh, she's a mess and her jokes are getting cheap. She's not funny anymore. Teacher didn't understand her, and she never understood. Folks try to reprehend her, but it didn't do no good. She said they don't know what it's like to be sad. No, they don't. But it's right to be sad and have bad, bad dreams. Oh, she's a mess and she has a writer's block. Never been a writer, but her mind got blocked. Oh, she's a mess, it's the only thing she hears. People get concerned, but never see her fears. Folks try to apprehend her, still it didn't do no good. She said they don't know what it's like to be sad. No, they don't know what it's like to be sad and have bad, bad dreams.
Oh, that was so lovely. Kids with Buns. Nice to have you here on our stage. So, that was Bad Grades.
Yeah.
And you want to take the mics? So then we can talk.
Yeah. Sorry. Here we are.
Yeah. Anyway, that was the first big success.
Yeah. That's where it all started, kind of. It was the second song we've released, I believe.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
And we did a Belgian music contest called De Nieuwe Lichting. It's from a radio in Belgium. And we won. And then everything started. So it's already 5 years ago, I believe. Is it?
If the internet is right, it's 4 years ago.
Dann ist es 4 years ago.
Das war der erste große Hit, den die beiden hatten. Die zweite Single, die sie jemals überhaupt rausgebracht haben. Sie haben einen Musikwettbewerb gewonnen, dessen Namen ich mir leider nicht merken konnte, weil ich des Flämischen nicht mächtig bin. Aber damit hat irgendwie alles auch so richtig begonnen. So, but the band history starts with a coincidence. I learned.
Oh yeah, it did.
Yeah.
We both went to Antwerp Pride in 2018.
Yeah, and we met by coincidence. We're just friends, but we didn't really plan on making music together.
Nope. And then I think 1 year later,
you did the contest another guitarist who fell ill, and then I texted Marie, are you going to be okay? And she said no, and then I said, can I help out? And then we just never stopped playing.
It was like
together.
A hobby, and it got a little bit out of hand.
Yeah.
And now we're here in Germany in Rudolstadt.
playing the big festival stage. Ja, manchmal ist es irgendwie ja auch verrückt. Da treffen sich zwei bei der Antwort Pride und dann haben sie gar nicht vor, zusammen Musik zu machen. Und irgendwie sagt man dann so, ach, naja, du bist ja ganz nett und wir unterhalten uns mal, wir wären gute Freunde. Und Marie hat dann diesen Auftritt und dann wird der Gitarrist krank und dann sagt Emma, soll ich dir helfen? Und Marie sagt, klar, hilf mir doch einfach. Und so hat es alles begonnen. I think your musical influences are very different.
Yep. Yeah.
So, who's the...
Yeah, I used to be a softie and I listened a lot to Nick Drake and folk music. And then we have Amber.
My dad is a big metal and punk fan.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I grew up listening to. And I think it's in the playing somewhere, maybe.
Yeah, it is.
But, I mean, we grew to... our music tastes kind of converged.
Yeah, it's changed. Like, she got softer
and you,
I...
You got less boring.
Sometimes do
Sorry.
Appreciate... Some rock.
Zwei, die sich gegenseitig beeinflussen. Amber kommt aus einer Familie, wo sehr viel Metal und Punk gehört wurde. Und Marie sagt selber von sich, sie ist denn eher so diese Nick Drake-Fraktion gewesen, eher so das Folkige, eher so das Softere, obwohl, ja, I think Nick Drake is more melancholy than soft, because it's really tough stuff he wrote, and but melancholy.
Yeah.
So, und dann haben sie sich aber irgendwie auch so angenähert und jetzt ist Marie ein bisschen härter drauf und Emma spielt einfach ein bisschen lässig. So, but it fits perfectly together. And what I really like, I'm a big fan of singing vocal harmonies. I love vocal harmonies, like, and I think if two person can sing together, they can do everything together. So.
Well, might be right.
I don't know.
Think about it.
Like, we're doing it more and more, like the harmonies, and we really
and
started
everything
loving
also.
It.
Also,
yeah,
like we
okay. everything we do everything together.
Yeah, it's getting out of hand.
Yep.
It's really, yeah.
Also Marie hat vorhin noch den schönen Satz gesagt, die hat gesagt, ja, es hat alles als Hobby angefangen und dann ist es ein bisschen außer Kontrolle gelaufen. Aber das ist doch ein schönes außer Kontrolle laufen. So 2023, the first proper full-length record came out of place. So was it a game changer for you? Also 2023 kam das erste Album raus, das komplette Album Out of Place, und war das wirklich so, nochmal so ein game changer für sie?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. It's just when you're in it, it doesn't really feel like a big change. It kind of just happened. It all happened really quickly.
Yeah.
So I think so. But, I mean, we've only been making music for 5 years and everything just went kind of fast.
Yeah, like literally 5 years ago, we didn't know that a soundcheck existed.
Yeah.
Okay,
like we thought we just would plug in
guitar and play.
So we've never been on stage. So what has happened like the 5 past years is crazy. In general, so.
Okay, Marie sagt, vor 5 Jahren haben sie nicht mal gewusst, was ein Soundcheck ist. Da wurden die Gitarren eingestöpselt und dann ging es los. Und überhaupt ging alles so super schnell. Und damit hat sich natürlich auch die Frage beantwortet, ob dieses erste Album Out of Place von der... We're gonna hear a song from Out of Place, Clutter. Ob das irgendwie so ein Gamechanger war, so eine große Veränderung. Es verändert sich alles so schnell bei den beiden. It was a pleasure having you here. Or it is still a pleasure having you here and listening to your music. I say... Thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you for having
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having us.
And I'm really looking forward to Clutter. Sie hören die MDR Kultur Studio Session Kids with Buns live hier. Machen Sie mal ruhig mal ein bisschen Krach hier. Ich hätte gerne mal so ein bisschen...
Thank you.
Ja, so klingt das, wenn man Radio mit und vor Leuten macht. Kids with Buns.
Thank you. The glass that I broke 4 weeks ago, it's still on the floor, it's part of the room now. Never gonna pick it up again. The bed is still cold, or so I've been told, by the old second guess that still whispers. I guess I still listen to it again. Now look around when I can't sleep at night. The friends that were there through thick and thin, I've always loved them, but they can get so loud. I lost them with my grip on everything. And all that I want, they're all that I need, someone to tell me it's gonna be fine. I just gotta get out of my head. Look around when I can't sleep at night. And what if the sheets couldn't take the clutter?
My MDR Kultur, Emma, Marie, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much.